Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Shish Asa, the 16th chapter in the Rambam Silchas Ma'aseh Karbonos and the laws of other Karbonos are brought in the Seif Avodah, which are continuing the theme of the previous Perek, discussing the laws of one's speech as he takes a vow, and this Perek discussing regarding if he changes and deviates from the words that he said. As Rambam gets Halacha Aleph, Hanoi de Godel, let's say someone took a vow to bring something big, very cotton, it brings something that's small, so let's say he hasn't fulfilled his obligation because he didn't bring as he took a vow. Now, however, let's say cotton may be gold, let's say bring about to bring something small and bring something large, Yotze has fulfilled his obligation because in that larger thing is already including that smaller thing. Ketzer Hausa, as Ram explains. Ama, let's say it says, Harei Alai Oilo Ishlam, says, I take a vow upon myself to bring a totally burnt sacrifice or a peace offering. Keves, to bring a lamb, which is in its first year. Baby Ailey brings a ram, which is already in its second year. Oishan of the Eagle, or took a vow to bring a calf. Baby Shari brought a bigger one, that of an ox. Or Gedi, a kid goat. Baby Sarin brings a goat in its second year. Yotze is full of obligation because he brought something bigger than that, but the other way around, would not be valid. Halacha Beis, let's say another Ayla. Let's say he took a vow to bring an Ayla. Min HaKvasam Ay Min HaElam. Either from the lambs or from the rams, which is either first year or second year, it doesn't make a difference, whichever one. Baby Pilkas, and he brings that which is actually in the 30-day window between the first year and the second year, when they just entered into the second year, Hariz a suffix, it's actually a doubt if he fulfilled his obligation of his vow or not, because it's actually not clear if it's considered any one of the first year or the second year, and actually wouldn't qualify for a kebis or a nile. At least that's the doubt. And let's say someone took a vow to bring a bird oila. Whichever one, from the turtle dove, which is the older version, or from the young dove, which is the younger version, it brings the bird in the beginning of its turning golden, either one, from the tar and the yayna, again, that's a doubt, because that might be too old for the younger one and too young for the older one. Now, however, let's say another shachar v'hebilam, those are a case of doubt. But let's say another shachar v'hebilam, and he took a vow to bring a black and he brought white. Or love maybe shachar, he vowed to bring white and brought black. Zachar v'hebilam, he vowed to bring male and he brought female. And the kevi v'zachar, female and brought male. Then Liyatze hasn't fulfilled his obligation, because again, he hasn't done like he promised, like he took a vow. Now, Lacha Gimel starts explaining certain cases regarding when you are unspecific, what does that include for your vow? So now just stop. Someone took a vow unspecified. So maybe min agedelim should be mentioned another. So he has to bring from the bigger ones of the species that he took a vow. Now, however, if in that place, that location, regil and likris bistam, they generally refer when they're unspecific la'achem and aminim to one of the species. Then maybe kanche makom. Then you bring like which is the common custom of the people of that place. Ketzer hauso. Let's say another elim habakol. Let's say he took a vow to bring a totally burnt sacrifice from the cow. So yavishar, he brings from the biggest one of the cattle, which is an ox. Let's say amay says hariel oilo. I take it upon myself to bring an oil. And he didn't say which one. Now, imdech anshei makom likras oil stam. Now, if the custom of the people of that place is to call when you say you want to bring an oil, is a fill oil. So, even if it's something as small as, but generally when people would say oil meant a bird oil, so maybe pray to achas, toira ben yoina. Then he brings one bird, whether it be a turtle dove or a young dove. Now, vimdarkon shein karin oil stam oil is baka. But let's say the custom of most people over there was only going to be, when you're unspecific, meaning an oil from cattle, then you have a shah, then you have to bring the ox, again, which is the biggest of that species, which is generally cattle, and all things that are similar to that, you go based on the minhag hamakom. Halacha daled. Misha nadar shor, if someone took a vow to bring an ox, or yael, or ram, or kebis, or lamb, or eagle, or calf, or things similar like that, whenever you vow to bring one of these animals, you shouldn't bring the weakest, the most inferior of that species. If the reason is because that's going to be cheaper price. In other words, you have something better, you just want to take it because it's cheaper. Obviously, that's why it's referring to, but if you have nothing else, then you could. But if that's the reason why, then you don't bring the weakest one. But you're not obligated to bring the highest quality, the fast one, that there's nothing better than that. Rather, you bring something in the middle. But maybe Akachesh, now, if you did bring the weakest and inferior one, you have fulfilled the obligation after the fact. Now, Halacha Hey just starts discussing regarding the differences, like we always say, between Nedu and Nedava, when you say Alai and Zeh, and also regarding when you're unspecific and what is included. So, Halacha Hey, Ha'im, if someone says, Harei Lai Shur Shur Mana, it's upon me to bring an ox that's worth a mana, just a certain amount of money. Yavi shor shav a mana b'isim makom. So you should bring an ox, like he promised, that's worth a mana in that place. Now, chutz min hasachav, that's excluding that he has to also bring the libations. That's not included in that price. Let's say Hevi Shnayim B'Manot. Let's say he brings two oxen for the price of a manot. Liyatzi hasn't fulfilled his obligation. He says one ox that's worth a manot. Now, that was when he says Hari a lie. Now, Lach Avav, however, let's say Oimash Shari Ze'ila. Let's say he says, this ox I'm going to bring in Ze'ila. But not by a moment develops a blemish. Im Ratz, if he wants to, Yavi B'Dam of Shnayim. He could take the monetary proceeds, because it's blemished, so it gets deconsecrated onto another animal. He could bring from those proceeds two oxen, where, because since he said Shari Ze'ila, he's not responsible for exactly as it was. So he could take the proceeds and buy two oxen. And Vafila Hevi B'Dam of Eilech. And even if he doesn't bring an ox at all, even if he brings from his proceeds one ram, yeah, it's a fulfilled obligation because it's just the money that's sanctified, but it's not that he has an obligation to bring an ox or one ox or whatever it is. He's just going to take the proceeds and use it for a carbon. Let's say Amr says, Shnei Shvam Eilu Eila, which is like Zeh. He says, these two oxen are an Eila. Menav ben Mum, they develop a blemish. Im Ratzav he wants. So Yavib Me Mechad, again, he could take the proceeds and buy one ox from those two oxen. Let's say it says, Eil Zeh Eila, this Eil is a Eila. Menav ben Mum, they develop a blemish. Again, Im Ratzav he wants, so Yavib B'dam of canvas. He'd go and use it for a lamb. It doesn't have to be a ram. Pchem not the canvas of a Nifsal Sotav. Let's say he took a vow to bring a lamb and it became invalidated with developable blemish. Im Ratzav he wants, so Yavib B'dam of Eil. You could bring from the monetary proceeds a ram. Again, all these are the same idea. When you say zoo, you don't have to bring, there was never an obligation for a certain criterion. It was this. And now the proceeds you could use to buy whichever one you want to. Halacha Zayin. Now let's say Amar, he says, Hari Alai Oila. I take it upon myself, that's a neder to bring an Oila. The Hifrish Shar Benignav. Now, so this is like somewhere in the middle. So you're coming to the animal now. By neder is always, okay, it's on the person. Nothing to do with any animal now. Nedava is, it's the animal. Here it's like a combination of both in the way. He's taking a neder to bring an Oila, and then ultimately he's Vehifrishar. He separates and he designates this ox to be that Oila. But then Benignav gets stolen. So point to my beset. So again, since it's he never designated it when he took the neder. He didn't vow he's going to bring a shor like we said in halacha hey that you have to bring exactly as he took a vow. He just to bring oila. Now he ultimately designated this. Now it gets stolen. He could exempt himself by that vow to bring oila with a lamb. Now let's say he says shor zeh. Let's say he says this ox the dam of and its monetary proceeds are olai oila or upon me to bring oila. So he's saying this, and he's taking that upon himself. So hukbah. So that's already been established, and therefore, if nifsal, it becomes invalidated. L'yavu b'dam of el shor, he could only bring from its proceeds an ox, because since he had made it established like that, that it's going to be this one and nothing else. So he has to go ahead and bring exactly as he had taken that vow, which was in a state of alai of as a neder, which he has a chrayis for that. Halacha ches. Let's say someone says echad mikvasa hektish. One of my lambs are sanctified. Ve'echem mishvar hekdesh. One of my oxen are sanctified. Ve'olish naim, and he had two. So gadol shemehen hekdesh. The bigger one of the two is going to be sanctified. Well, on the well-known Talmudic principle of kshal kol makdesh, whoever sanctifies buying yafu makdesh is sanctifying. Excuse me. Is sanctified in a. Excuse me. It's what's called the ayin yafu makdesh is sanctified with a generous. A predisposition, and therefore he's referring to the bigger one of the two. Now, let's tell you Shleisha. What's interesting is, let's say there was three of them. So, HaGadol Shemen Hektish. So, like we're saying, Ein Yafa, so the biggest of the three is going to be sanctified. Now, the thing is, but V'cheshen Labeni, we're also concerned for the middle one, because in regards to the smallest one, the middle one is also considered generous. So maybe that's the one that he's referring to. So, Kitzi asks, what should he do? So Yamtin Labain Yachiba Bamum, he should wait till the middle one, the middle grade one, develops a blemish. But Tochla Kadush Alagad Lavadi, and then there's only gonna be sanctity on the biggest one of the three, because ultimately he's only bringing one. We just don't know which one, the biggest or the middle one. So he'll deconsecrate the sanctity of the middle one and the big one, and then definitively it's gonna be the big one. Now, but let's say Bimam, let's say says Shor Shebishvarai Hektish. Here the terminology is not just one of my oxen. The ox of my oxen is like the creme de la creme, the best of the best of mine. Oxen that can be hektish. Then I'll go to Shemim Hektish. Then definitively, it's the biggest one that's sanctified. Vein Cheshon Labeni, and we're not concerned for the medium grade one. Now, this was all regarding when the person wasn't so specific what's included. Halacha Tes continues now with another variable, which let's say specific, but then he forgets. So Pirish Achim Hemeshachach, let's say he did specify which one he's going to bring, and then he forgets. Oh, Yishamali Ovo, let's say his father, when he's passing away, says, Achim Hemeshachach, one of them are sanctified. Now, Hareza Maktish Godel Shabem. So the biggest one of them is going to be sanctified. Vachkach Yotzi Dechavase, and then he's fulfilled his obligation. We're saying, just like when you say unspecified, you mean the biggest one. When you specify and you forget which one, you bring the biggest one of them all. Let's say he took a vow to bring a burnt sacrifice from the cattle. And he established his vow. Now he forgets what he had taken upon. He forgot what he specified. Imshur, Imagel, was it a calf or was it an ox? So then he brings the ox. Because again, even if let's say he had vowed to bring the smaller one, that of a calf, but if you bring the bigger one, as the Rambam explained in Halacha Av, you fulfill your obligation, so you bring the ox. Let's say so to be established by the lambs. And if he got which one he's bringing, you bring the bigger one, that of the ram. Let's say established by the goats, which carbon then forgets. You bring the bigger one of the two, which is that of the he goat in the second year. Let's say he forgets which species of animals he had made his oil to be. Was it from the bakar, kvasim, or from izim? So actually you have to bring one of each type, and it's going to be the biggest one of that type. So you have a show, you bring the ox, va'al, and the ram, besar, and the he-goat, which are the biggest of each one of these species. Now, from this topic, let's say he's not even sure, maybe it wasn't even an animal necessarily, maybe his oil was actually a bird, then Yosef Torah Ben Yonin, and he has to add on also the turtle dove and the young dove, which, since actually those are two different species, like kvas and bakar and behema, he has to bring from the Torah and Ben Yonin, the two, for the doubt of his oil. Halacha Yod, that was regarding oila. Let's say nadir toida ishlam. Let's say he took a vow for a Thanksgiving offering or a shlam or a peace offering, which shlam come where from males and females, in contrast to oila, which is the zachar, and the kavan nidra babakar. And he established his vow that's going to be from the cattle. Now, but v'shacha b'mikavoy, now he forgot which one did he establish. Did he make it a male or a female? So you have a par par. Has to bring the bull and the female. Now, so let's say he has a doubt regarding the lambs, you have Ayel V'Rachel, has to bring the ram and the female one. Let's say in the topic of Ezim, which is the third category, let's say he's in doubt regarding the goats, you have Yisar V'Seir, has to bring the he-goat and the she-goat. Now, let's say Shachach Be'ezim Min Kav Nidra, let's say, not only did he forget, was it male or female, he forgot which species he had established Shishlam to be, so maybe Paro Paro, Ayel V'Rachel, Sar V'Seir. So he has to go ahead and bring the biggest one of each species, from all three species, and they have to be male and female. Now the Rambam continues regarding, like we're saying, what's included in the generic, unspecific term that you're using, and then also this concept that we're saying, that if you forgot, after you had specified, what the halacha is. So let's say someone says, Harela oilas oif. It's upon me to bring a bird oila. Maybe tar oi ben yayna. So you could bring a turtle dove, or a young dove. You could choose whichever one. They're both oilas oif. Perish b'shachach b'ezim in kav nidra. Let's say he was specific. He just forgot which one he had established. Maybe tar ubenyan. He has to bring one of these two species, that of a turtle dove or a young dove. Halach yidalf. Let's say ima harei lai lamizbeach. Let's say someone just says, very unspecific, it's upon me to bring to the altar. So the other comments, actually what he brings is a fistful of frankincense. Why? She'en lecha davar she'kar kulu lamizbeach. There is nothing that it's in its full-fledged entirety that's brought to the mizbeach as it is. Elavain, only frankincense. Now, in contrast, this is where the halacha changes. Pirish nidra. Let's say he was specific what it is that he's going to bring to the mizbeach. V'shachem ha-pirish, and he forgot what he specified. Shiyavim mekaldav v'shakar v'kul mizbeach. You have to bring from everything that in its entirety it's brought to mizbeach. They're not exactly entirely like levina, but in the main concept, these things are entirely brought to mizbeach as they are in their current state. And lefikach maybe oilas behema. And therefore, you bring oilas behema, which again is almost entirely burnt on mizbeach. Oilas oif, the bird oila. Mechas nasachem, the flower libations. Levain, the frankincense. The yam b'fenatzmai, and wine by itself. In other words, that's alluding to besides the wine that you bring with the mechas nasachem, you have to bring also wine by itself, which is also brought as its own nedava, and that is also something that's essentially kulo lemizbeach as almost as if in its current state. Halach yud beis. Amma, let's say he says harelei b'sel lemizbeach. Again, very unspecific. He says, I have to bring the value of a cell to Mizbeach. So Yavi Kavis, he brings a lamb. Why? There is nothing that's brought the value of a cell to Mizbeach, Ela Kavis, rather the lamb, which is cheap, and that's the one that's brought for a cell. Now, let's say Pirish Vishachar Masha Pirish. Let's say he specified what he's going to bring a cell is worth. But if you got what he specified, so then Yavi Beselim, then you actually have to bring a cell is worth of anything that can be brought onto the Mizbeach, which you could specify you're going to bring a cell is worth, and he has to bring a cell is worth of that. Let's say someone says, it's upon me to bring frankincense. It doesn't say how much. So, and this is what the Rambam is explaining these halachas, how much now. First we're saying what's included, then we're saying how much included. So leif chis mekaymetz, shouldn't give less than a fistful. That's the minimum of frankincense that's sacrificed. Harela eitzim, let's say it says it's upon me to bring wood. So leif chis mishnei gizam, doesn't mean less than two logs, which are the minimum that's put on the pyre, the fires of Mizbeach, and avyon kimachaikus, its thickness is going to be like the thickness of a measurement of a saw, which when it's full and overflowing, but it's smoothed out, it's called machaikus on the top. In other words, it's even to the top of the vessel, v'orkanama, and its length is an ama. Harela eats, let's say it says in the singular, it's a pomer to bring wood, maybe gezach, it brings one log, which is orkanama, its length is an ama. Now, let's say he wants to bring only the monetary value of the wood, yeah, he can bring that too. Let's say someone vows or he donates oil. So kids say, but what do you do? What do you do with the oil? So claimants many claimants actually take a fistful of the oil. The noisla melchi but salt on it, almost like a carbon. The zerka gabishim, you spray it onto the fires. And the rest of the oil is eaten by the kanim, like the leftovers of the flour offerings. The kids listen the yain above and ask him, what do you do with wine that comes by itself as its own nedava? So noisla melch, you put salt on it. And you pour it all on to, actually, not on the fires, but actually into the pipes by the corn of Mizbeach, like all the libations, which wine is one of those. And you can't put it on the fires because you're not extinguish the fires. And the frankincense that comes by itself, you put salt in it, and it's totally burnt on the fires. Halachat Zvav continues regarding when we're saying, we're talking about making a vow, where the funds are taken from to purchase this vow. Talachat Hazvav, Mishnah the Dendev, someone took a vow. Levienim Mois Maisa Sheni, he's not allowed to bring those funds from Maisa Sheni funds, which you could use for purchasing foods that you can use. You can't use it for this vow, even though you can be eating from this carbon. Sheni Schaib carbon, because you took a vow, so you have an obligation to bring this carbon. Whatever you're obligated to bring as a carbon, you only can bring your carbon from that which is unconsecrated, and you can't use Maisa Sheni, which is not considered your own unconsecrated funds. It's Hashem's funds. He just lets you eat it in Yerushalayim. Now, let's say he says, I'm going to bring a Thanksgiving offering from Chulin, but the breads, which accompany a carbon taida, 40 breads, that I want to bring from my meiser, because anyways, I have to eat all my meiser sheni in Yerushalayim. I have so much wheat and all the funds of that, and I want to bring the breads from those funds. No, you can only bring the breads from chulin funds. Shari nadu b'karban taida, because before you said about the bread, you already took a vow to bring a karban taida. Now, the Thanksgiving offering can only be brought with bread, which nachulin, because it's part of that. You already had the obligation before you made the stipulation regarding the bread, because the taida, which has to be from chulin, which you did not stipulate on, already includes the breads. However, halacha yedzayin, perish vama. Let's say he was specific and he said, "Harei alai lahavi taida memois meiser sheni." It's upon me to bring a carbon taida, but I'm bringing it from the meiser sheni funds. V'lachem lecholin, and the bread I'll bring from cholin. Yesh le lahavi kamashlada. Then he could bring as he took a vow because he was only saying it wasn't an obligation that he had already. And that his ned was only if I could bring it from meiser sheni funds, so he could do that. Now, but if Mhevi Hakom and Achulin, if he brought all of it, meaning not only the breads, but also the meister, the actual taida carbon itself, he brought from Chulin, Yotze fulfills his obligation, because all we said was that he's allowed to bring, as he said, from Meister Shani, but if he brings from Chulin, obviously even the better. Let's say he specified and he said, I really like taida. It's upon me to bring a taida, he valachma in his breads, minham meister, so the stipulation was on all of them from the beginning, then Yavi, then he can bring both of them from the Meister Shani funds. But not bring the actual breads itself and the actual wheat kernels of the Meister Sheni, literally from your lands. Which you took the second tithe and you brought it to your shlaim, you cannot bring those wheat kernels themselves. It has to be from the monetary proceeds of the Meister Sheni, and those funds could be used to purchase the breads of the carbon taida. And the reason is, just like the animal itself, which the breads are secondary to, it's only from the funds of Meister Sheni, but not the Meister Sheni itself, so too are the breads. Now, however, although we said that the avapisha perishu yavi lachem and the maaser, although he specified there's going to bring the breads from the maaser, and we said you could bring the taita from the maaser and so too the breads, but lo yavi nesachecha, which is another part of this carbon, the libations cannot be brought from maaser sheni, from the funds of maaser sheni. The reason is she'inam nesachem boim lo'ilam elam nechulim, because the libations only could ever be brought from unconsecrated funds. Kamishran, like we already explained in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Gimel. And the reason is Levishanem Baham, because it says regarding them, Apostle Mamidbar, the Hikriv Hamakriv Karbani, that he's going to sacrifice the one who's sacrificing his carbon, wasn't his, Achi Mishalai, until it's going to be from his. But Layyib Baham Tzadlik by Klal, and that regarding his Nesachim, it can't have any relationship at all to Hekdish. And Maisa Sheni is considered Hashem's on some level. And therefore, the Nesachim are an exception to this and can never be brought from the Chulin. Even if he stipulates, it can't be from Maisa Sheni, it has to be brought from the Chulin.